Hi there. The word for you today is, be confident in Christ. In Philippians 4 verse 13, reading from the Amplified Bible, Paul says, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. In Jeremiah 17 verse 7, we read, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. To succeed at whatever God calls you to do, you must learn to be confident. Not self-confident, but confident in Christ. Paul was brilliant, preached in 5 languages, wrote half the New Testament, built the church. But listen to what he said. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. In John 15 verse 5, Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. It seems to take forever to learn this truth. Much of our frustration in life comes from misplaced confidence, which is why Paul writes in Philippians 3 verse 3, put no confidence in the flesh. Now, he wasn't saying you weren't supposed to trust anybody. He was simply saying that if you give others or yourself the trust that belongs to God alone, you're not going to succeed. God won't let you. To succeed at anything, you must have confidence, but it must be confidence in God. You must believe that he wants you to succeed. Now, you may fail, probably will, on your way to success, but if you trust God, he will even take your mistakes and cause them to be learning experiences, strengthening experiences, and work them out for your good. Sometimes your confidence is shaken when trials come, especially if they're lengthy. When this happens, do what David did. 1 Samuel 30 verse 6, we read, David encouraged and strengthened himself in the Lord. When David had no one else to believe in him, he believed in himself. He also believed in God's ability to work through him. One Bible teacher puts it this way, the Lord told me that if I didn't believe in myself, I really didn't believe in him. He said, I am in you, but I can only do through you what you believe me for. And that's the word for you today.